fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand. So let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome to Common Sense Radio. That's right, it's Thursday night and you're right where you should be, in front of your radio to cut through all that propaganda and just misleading media and just fake news and all that stuff to figure out what's really going on and find like-minded voices and some unlike-minded voices who we will turn up here at FM Talk 106.5. But you're right where you should be, listening on that radio in your truck, streaming at FM Talk 106.5.com, or on TuneIn Radio. That's where you should be. Common Sense Radio, every Thursday night, set your clock. It's 8 o'clock. All right, we're here every week, and you wonder how it's possible every week. How come there's never a glitch? Well, this past week, it was difficult. We had a mini revolt by the electrons. They wanted to go virtual. They were insisting on a Zoom meeting, but our commandante of the electrons put down this rebellion and said, no, we are doing live radio. We're not taping it. We're not doing a Zoom meeting. He stood strong against this ridiculous urge. Now, they did burn a few transmitters up, but the commandante of the electrons put down the rebellion, and we are here where we always should be, reaching you with truth and the American way. And that's due to our award-winning engineer, all-around nice guy, executive producer, co-host, commandante of the electrons, Mark Holliday.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate that. Commandante.
Commandante of the electrons.
I have a new title.
New title. Woo-hoo. Well, the way you handled that rebellion was masterful. You could be the mayor of Portland.
Oh.
Yes, you could.
It would run differently than it is right now.
That's right. Yeah. They might be calling, so Watch your phone.
All right.
They might be calling.
Yeah.
All right. And fortunately for you, the listener, we have our director of quality assurance is in the studio here to bring dignity and decorum to the show. And also, she's the head of the research department, executive producer, co-host, all-around nice gal, Gold Star wife, United States Coast Star, Teresa Taylor.
Nice to be here, as always. I survived another week.
Yes, yes. So, yes, we all survived.
Still COVID-free. Happy about that. Yeah.
And now, I know we had a little trepidation about tonight's show because, you know, we're up against the DNC. But then after watching the first three nights, I wasn't worried.
No,
I knew you would be here because you by tonight you can't take it anymore. Because
the other 18 people in the nation are tuned in watching it virtually.
No, their ratings have collapsed.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, nobody's watching.
Horrible.
The only people that are watching are diehard political junkies. Both Democrats
sides.
And both
yeah.
sides are watching.
Yeah.
I've watched some of it. I haven't watched all of it. I've watched some of it, but it's what I've watched is flat.
It's painful.
It's painful.
It's flat.
It's a bust.
It's really surprising considering, and I know a lot of talk show hosts have brought this up, the fact that the left, the liberals have Hollywood in their pocket.
Right.
You would have thought that there would have been a better presentation.
Right.
I mean, you know, who's in charge of this mess?
Well, actually, I heard that the guy that did the Inconvenient Truth, whatever, he was some award-winning.
And he's the guy putting this together?
I think so.
Ah.
So it's surprising. Again, I mean, they have all the stops, bells and whistles. But when you just don't have content, it's still hard.
No, their content.
Yeah.
I mean, totally uninspiring. Now, I did not watch Monday night because I was still in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll talk about that later. So I didn't watch Monday night. But I heard that I saw some clips that they made an attempt at patriotism.
Oh,
That they searched the entire Democrat Party and they found an American flag.
Really?
Yes.
They found one.
They found one,
okay.
And they showed it. Mm-hmm. And then they said, okay, which tells me if they're trying to attempting patriotism, they know that hate America doesn't sell.
Right.
So they attempted it and they had chat rooms or something. And several of them started off with the Pledge of Allegiance. Did you see these?
I did not.
I saw the clips. And you know the note? Okay, we're going to be patriotic, so we're going to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Guess what they leave out?
Under God.
Under God.
I didn't have to see it to know that.
They did.
It's really, well, they played several of them, and I think one guy said Under God, but most of them, they would get there, and then either blew through it. One guy really, like, divisible,
and
one
then
nation,
and then you could see his eyes twitch, like, I'm supposed to say
it. And then he continues.
Yeah.
You know, he's, you like, he's looking like, okay, I'm not going to say it, bump, and he continues.
Yeah.
It's appalling.
No, what? So they can't even get that, but to me, it tells me something that they understand that their Hate America, America Last platform, that they need to counteract. It's not selling, so they tried a little patriotism.
Well, there's nothing uplifting.
Nothing.
And that's the thing.
It's just, it's, and you look back at like some of the great, I mean, JFK. You know, again, we've all said if he were alive today,
he might not even make it
in the Republican Party. I mean, but, you know, he spoke of God. He spoke of service to your country. It was a whole different, and it's still, he was a great, uplifting. I mean, that speech changed many young people's lives.
Absolutely.
And the direction, and, you know, it really moved them. You know, what does the DNC have
Peace
to offer?
The Peace Corps ranks swelled. After he became president.
Right.
I mean, just huge.
The way
people
he sold it. I mean,
and so
service.
Hate is hard to sell.
But I think now the funny thing is the Democrats are, oh, man, this virtual convention is awesome. This is so good. We can tape everything and make it perfect. I don't know about y'all, but it was so flat.
It falls flat.
Uninspiring because there's no inner. And I'm telling you, you feed off the crowd. I mean, I've done some public speaking. And you really, really feed off the crowd. They help you. Your audience helps you and inspires you. And you feed off of them, and it's more interactive. It's just there's more emotion to it. There's none of that. They were, I mean, like I heard part. I didn't see Hillary, but I heard some of the clips. And I mean, totally just reading, and monotone reading. It was terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now I thought about there may be a reason why the DNC really likes it, not just because. Oh, we're trying to prop it up. Think about their base. They are bat guana crazy.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
So if you had them all in an arena, you don't know what they're going to do. So you're giving a speech, and if you slip up and mention God, they'd go nuts.
Oh, you're right.
They would boo God, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so really, if you think about it, if the Democrats had all of a sudden descended on Milwaukee, they probably really risked burning the convention center down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because their people would have gone nuts. They've done it before. They haven't been on control. Remember, this is about 8 years ago already. They did a platform change or something. I think it was 2012 about God. Mm-hmm. And they went nuts. They booed God. No God. No God. No. So I think maybe that's why they. So, and Bernie got up there and did his typical capitalism sucks. And, you know, we can do socialism. The only thing that's funny with Bernie is the whole time I'm thinking, so what are the Bernie bros thinking? Because Bernie was right there, a really strong second, a contender, twice now. And they shuttled him aside.
Yeah.
And they're trying to make Biden Bernie.
Right.
Yeah.
And Biden doesn't even know where he is.
Of course, how many times?
Why not use Bernie?
Well,
right.
And how many times has Biden tried to, you know, grab this position?
Yes.
I mean, you know, you talk about Bernie Sanders, you know, tried twice and couldn't make it. Biden, how many times prior to now has he run for president?
Right.
Well, I think he's been in politics in some office.
Half century.
47 years.
Yeah, he has.
I mean, that's
a long. I think he's run
long.
For president, what, four times?
At least three.
It's kind of like Mitt Romney, stop, you're not winning.
Yeah.
Don't try again.
Yeah. Well, no, they needed a designated loser this year. So you know, and that's, I think, the same thing. So what did you think of Kamala?
Well.
You know who she reminded me of? She starts talking, right?
Right.
You know who she reminded me of?
Now who?
Christine Blasey Ford.
Oh, yeah.
About, in the beginning, she had like this little giddy little girl voice, and she was kind of giddy, like she was a little high school cheerleader. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, I heard you're a ruthless politician and ruthless attorney general. And she kind of had this little girl thing going
on. To me, she has always come off as silly. Yeah, and I don't mean that in an ugly way. That really just, to me, is the best descriptor of her. Just very silly.
She does come across silly, because I've said how many times in interviews during when she was still in, they do interviews, and I'd be like, is she drunk?
Right.
I mean, you think
she
of her
sound like she's been drinking.
Sitting across the table from Putin?
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Yeah, no, she really, and
well,
then,
yeah.
You know, her thing was, no vaccine for racism. Again, just... You know,
it was really
America's hopelessly racist. We don't need to worry about the the corona vaccine. We need a vaccine for racism.
And they had no big topics. It was all just, it was really an anti-Trump rally.
That's right. All it was. Exactly.
You know, there's no new ideas, just more, are the reasons, everything's
so terrible.
Trump
screwed up the pandemic.
And just like hate doesn't sell, people don't like to vote against somebody. They like to vote for something.
Right.
Yep. They hate negative ads.
They said, oh no, the pandemic is terrible. Trump has screwed it up and he's killing people. We'll do better. Okay? Explain.
How?
Or like Hillary had one of the lines, in these dark days, she said something about these dark days, you've lost your health care. You've lost your jobs. And I'm sitting here going,
no, you haven't.
What are you talking about? We lost our jobs. We wound up with more jobs than we ever had. And again, okay, the COVID knocked a lot of unemployment, but what do you see everywhere?
Hiring.
Every business I know is looking for people to come back to work, back to work. I mean, it's so disingenuous. It's just crazy.
Well, we can talk about the fact-checking when we get
The fact-checking. Yeah, okay, we're up against a break, but we got lines open. Take your calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
With your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. We got your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. And we actually have 11 listeners tonight. I appreciate it because I love it when Democrats / liberals, progressives, leftists listen, because we got this great text in. Just listen to you three babbling idiots. How much do you three clowns have to pay to get on? I hope the other 10 listeners can put up with your crap. You know what? The other 10 listeners have been listening for 9 years.
They love
they
our crap.
They like our crap. So take that. But, you know, it's just... Actually, the text actually makes the point we just made.
It does.
Says, doesn't say anything. It just says, I don't like what you're saying.
It's terrible.
Doesn't cite, hey, this you said this wrong about what Biden said or what Kamala said. Or no, they did say under. No, we kind of going down the line of what they actually said, what Hillary said. And before I get off Kamala, did you see I don't really do Twitter hardly at all anymore, but on Parler?
You're on Parler.
Laura Loomer, congressional candidate in Florida, she parlays out during Kamala's speech, and I'm watching this, comes out. She says, obviously, the Kamala campaign has no Hispanic aides or interns or campaign workers. She said, I'm in Miami, and over half my campaign aides and workers are Hispanic or Portuguese.
Right.
And while she was giving her speech, they just burst out in tears, and they're rolling on the floor laughing in tears.
Okay.
Well, you remember she said they call me Mamala?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You know what Mamala means in Portuguese and Spanish?
I do not.
Suck it. And I was like, what? I just thought that was just hilarious. And it's kind of funny. Okay, I get it. She's not. But you would have thought maybe somebody at the DNC would have went, you know, hey, I speak Spanish, and I don't know if we want to put Mamala in there because we're trying to get the Latino vote.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So vote for Suck It.
Yeah.
it's pretty funny. The other thing, Obama was awful. I mean, I watched most of his and listened, and the biggest thing I got out of that was,
he hates the Constitution?
Well, yes, he hates the Constitution, but I got
it's
out
in
of
his
it.
Way.
I was so, how much I hated listening to 8 years.
Yeah.
How awful. And how thankful I was that we haven't really had to hear from him for the last 4 years. it was his same pedantic, I'm scolding you. I mean, basically, mm-hmm. I hate
I'm
the
smarter
Constitution.
Than you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he really was saying America is so awful, but we're so close. We have this opportunity to actually make it good, like I was trying to make it good. And he mm-hmm. literally, I can't remember the line, I should have printed it out, said something that some of you enablers who have enabled this president, who don't believe in science and reason, and I mean, yeah. scolding mm-hmm. at least half the country of, well, we're in this mess because you support the bad orange man, you
yeah,
idiots.
It's all your fault.
And it was really dystopian. I mean, you listen.
Yeah.
His was a total bummer. It was a total downer. You're just sitting there going, wow, America sucks. We have no hope.
Yeah.
I mean, hope and change went to just no no hope and crap.
Well, and on that note, Michelle had a pre-recorded video, and I think it was noted that she didn't mention Kamala Harris at all.
Right.
So they think she recorded it prior to the announcement, which
yes.
just shows how...
Yeah.
I mean, if you recorded it yeah. that early, well, is there anything really that you're saying?
Obama's, I think, was recorded as well. I mean, it may not have been. I don't know, but there was no response.
It doesn't really matter.
He only talked about Joe a couple of times. Right.
But what I was
right.
going to say...
He spent almost entire speech bashing Trump.
Yeah. Michelle's views compared to the girl out of Maryland, you know her name.
Kim Clayson.
Kim. Okay. The views, I mean, it was like an astounding, like that.
Oh.
She burnt down her own, like, website. I mean, it melted out. It went viral.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, they were just comparing, like, Michelle's views that were, like, minuscule to this unknown gal who's running
actually,
for Congress
Michelle made,
up in
made my wife
Maryland.
Go nuts because she said... I can't. You know, she's had some line about Trump putting the kids in cages and how awful that was. And it's like, really? You can say that when it's been proven that
Obama,
those cages were
yeah.
built during the Obama administration yeah. and y'all did that. And it was a carryover policy that Trump ended. But y'all are still hanging on to that mm-hmm. lie. And then she had this other line. Well, you know, Joe wants kids to be able to walk out their door without being killed. And I'm like, where are they being killed, Michelle?
Yeah.
In Democrat-run cities.
Exactly.
Right.
How?
It's like they prove their own points and they don't realize they're proving their own points.
Yeah, they're proving their own
points. It's just this maddening circular reasoning.
It really is. I mean, mm-hmm. it is so 1984. I mean, pick up the book and read the book.
Newspeak.
George Orwell, it's newspeak.
It is. Everything.
You know, playing out in front of us on a minute-by-minute basis.
It's hard to really take it in.
It really is. It really is.
I mean, it's the Democrat cities where there's lawlessness. Children are being shot. People are just being assaulted. Things are being burned down. But Joe doesn't want your kids to walk out the door and be
yeah,
shot. But you notice that nobody really had a hearty endorsement of Joe. It was all, Joe can do the job. I mean, Obama said that. Joe can do the
job.
Obama had another good one. Trump hasn't really grown into the job. He can't do it. He's not putting in the work. And I'm thinking... Wait a minute.
How long do you need to
For your 8 years, at least half the time, we saw you either playing golf or basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And Michelle was on vacation for 7 of the 8 years.
Right.
In the most expensive places around the globe.
Exactly.
And Trump never sleeps.
Yeah.
I mean,
he
Trump
really
is
doesn't.
Tweeting at
yeah.
3 a.m.
Yeah. He works all day.
He's constantly working. How do you, with a straight face, go? He's not putting the work in.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? The guy's relentless.
It's yeah. just basically the opposite of what they're saying is the real truth.
Yeah, but
I mean,
but they got to think. But to say that, it's not just that.
Well, yeah.
They got to think we are really stupid.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, we don't see what the man is doing day
well,
in and
that
day
we
out.
Have no memory. I was telling you, John Kerry's sad. Pathetic.
Oh, yeah.
It was full of, I mean, someone like really fact checked it and it was just lie after lie after lie. And one of them was the whole slamming Trump for the Middle East situations in Iran. But I mean, think of where we come from. The Obama administration, I mean, we were giving them pallets of cash
oh, yeah.
in the dark of night. And
which
no one really ever still knows all of what, I mean, we've pretty much figured out some of it. the relations are way better than they have been in a very long time. But again, they must just think no one remembers that.
No, they really think we're stupid. I mean, that's one of the things you come across
too.
Listening, going, because mm-hmm. I mean, there's points they could make. I mean, they could make some points about, you know, well,
fair
some
criticism.
There's some fair criticism they could make. But they just go for the low hanging fruit, and then the absurdity say that, like, come on, Barack, we saw you. You never strained yourself for 8 years. Come on. And now you're trying to say the man who never sleeps doesn't put in the work? And, like, that's going to resonate with anybody?
Yeah.
I mean, even people that don't like Trump knows the guy's relentless.
That's not true.
We still remember him in those mom jeans on that bike with the helmet.
Oh, yeah.
Not a good photo.
Not a good photo.
So now I didn't watch. Did either of you watch Kasich or Colin Powell? John Kasich or Colin Powell?
I did not. No.
I guess they recorded John Kasich at a crossroads at some country road. He's standing out on a road and they tape him 3 minutes.
How do you go from trying to be like a Republican presidential candidate?
You're endorsing Joe Biden.
I know.
That tells me you're a liar.
He's just angry. He's like Mitt Romney. He's just angry.
But what a fraud.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear Colin Powell, but look, Colin Powell's never been really conservative.
No.
Never.
No.
You know, and I mean, I hate to say it, but the Bush administration, Bush won. They picked him because it's, oh, we need some diversity. That's all there is to it. And then how about the Cardi B interview?
Oh, that's disgusting.
No.
My wife wants me to write about that because she is so nasty.
She really is.
She is just the antithesis of what you want for your children.
Just, well, here's
vulgarity,
the thing.
And that's
all over.
She's so Biden, vulgar.
Mm-hmm. Biden, there is absolutely no way in the world that Biden could have had any understanding of what was going on in that interview.
You're right.
He could. There's no way. Right. I mean, it's difficult enough for this old white guy to figure it out. As you know,
no, but it was kind of.
I had to ask some people around the office. Well, what does this mean?
So, don't tell me. I don't want to know what those.
Well, I can tell
Apparently,
you.
Apparently, my wife watched it, and what was kind of funny is she said Joe gets 1 point because she opened up and she goes, "Hey, Bidey," and he goes, "The name is Joe." Because he gets a point for saying that. And then before I know we're over the break, we got to go. Andrew Yang, who. Nobody remembers, but he was presidential candidate, Silicon Valley guy, and he's criticized. He said, look, patronizing some American workers is a great way to not win.
He's not
happy. Some of the Democrats are looking going, you can't sit there and slam the workers in the country. All right, look, we got more texts and calls at 251-343-0106. I think the 11th listener, our liberal listener's given up. They just give us a nonsense. We're the nonsense group and has no substance in points. So that's what we expected. We'll be right back at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right. Welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And at the bottom of the hour, We got to get wit and wisdom from our 40th president, so we bring aboard ABC Signs and Shirts to sponsor that spot. And that's your headquarters for custom-made dry-fit shirts, custom-made banners, signs, promotional materials, and they got a MAGA store, Trump MAGA store. Get that big old Trump flag or MAGA hat so people will try to punch you in the face. You can get it at ABC Signs and Shirts and down on LaRue Steiner Road in downtown Tillman's Corner. But or go to abcshirts.biz, B-I-Z, or abcsigns.biz, B-I-Z. They can help you with whatever you need, signs, shirts, promotional materials, you name it. And here they have wit and wisdom from our 40th president.
There was once upon a time that to be a Republican in this area of the country felt a little bit like being Gary Cooper in High Noon, outnumbered in a big way. But I remember the story of a fellow who was running for office as a Republican, and he was in a rural area and it wasn't known to be Republican, and he stopped by a farm to do some campaigning, and when the farmer heard he was a Republican, his jaw dropped and he said, "Wait right here till I go get Ma. She's never seen a Republican before." So he got her, and the candidate looked around for a podium from which to give his speech, and the only thing he could find was a pile of that stuff that Bess Truman took 35 years trying to get Harry to call fertilizer. So he got up on the mound, and when they came back, he gave his speech. And at the end of it, the farmer said, "That's the first time I ever heard a Republican speech." And the candidate said, "That's the first time I've ever given a Republican speech from a Democratic platform."
Those are
cute. Oh,
I was looking for something with DNC, and I said,
That's
what?
Great.
I know we've used that one before.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Sometime in the 1980s. I couldn't figure out when he was giving remarks somewhere, and Reagan liked to give jokes. And I thought, with the DNC going on, that's about right, because that's about all they have been saying all week is a lot of fertilizer.
Mm-hmm. Fertilizer, yep. Yeah.
A lot of fertilizer. And they just got to think we're stupid to say that. And that goes with the poll, not the poll, the column this week was aiming at stalemate and a steal. I kind of alluded this last week because I was thinking about it, and that was the column we wrote. If they really thought they were going to win or had a chance to beat Trump, number one, they wouldn't have picked Biden out of the, two
right.
dozen plus people trying to run for the Democrat nomination, right? And why would they – and knowing that Biden is really unlikely to finish the term or maybe not even make it to inauguration, why would they take the person who came in last out of the two dozen people? She has no following, although somebody said to me, well, maybe it's because they know the only way they could get a super progressive leftist elected is for somebody to die.
Okay.
But I still don't see it. I don't see it. So the column basically that you can get at BamaNewsNow.com or in the Call News in a lot of places is they're looking for a stalemate. The model they're working on is 2000. They need a close election.
Right.
They need a bunch of mail-in voting. So that on election night, they can't call the winner because there are several states that cannot be decided because of mail-in voting, whatever.
Right.
They want it close to drag it into the courts so they can have a stalemate. And then they're going to fight in the courts.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, Democrats are extremely competent at finding more ballots after election day.
Right.
They always do.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's,
they have remember,
magic.
When Franken, what's his name?
Oh,
Al Franken.
Yeah.
Franken.
Al
got
Franken.
Elected.
Yeah.
The first two counts he lost.
Yes.
Recounts.
Right.
The third count he won because
they found more.
Somebody
found
in Minneapolis goes, hey,
look at that.
I opened a trunk on this government car and it's full of ballots.
Yeah.
There's 900 ballots and they're all for Al.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
it's
them.
So sad.
No, and so don't think that is exactly the plan that they're going to do. And they're hoping that they can get this into the courts. They will find ballots. They'll question ballots. And they'll hopefully get it to John Roberts at the Supreme Court.
And
what will John do?
Cave.
Well, I mean, he's on the Epstein Lolita Express flight log. He doesn't have a choice.
Yeah.
Not true.
Right? He's going to go, woo.
That's true.
I guess Sleepy Joe won. That's the model they're going. So that's why we got to win by a landslide.
Landslides.
Wouldn't there be some weird, if they still could, like, wouldn't it mean, and there is only a certain amount of days that can go by that it can be uncontested? And
right,
then
no, there's
it, and
laws.
And then it falls to
Nancy.
I can't say it out loud.
Nancy right. Pelosi. If they cannot decide the election, Nancy
I mean,
Pelosi
you don't think they're game planning that
on January
out? It's a possibility.
Of course, that's assuming they win the House and she's still Speaker of the House.
Right.
So, but
assuming.
And which is probably the assumption you would make going into that. But that
but
is what
it,
would
I
happen.
Mean, that's,
but they
that,
can't drag it out because every state has laws that by a certain point they have to certify the
electors.
Electors. They have to certify them. So somewhere in December, got to be over.
So in other words, this needs to be a landslide win.
Yes.
Well, that's it. You can steal a close election. You cannot steal a landslide.
That's right.
It's got to be a landslide.
Yep.
And you got to remember, big tech is working against.
Oh, absolutely. Look, Twitter banned the Babylon Bee, the satire site.
Yeah.
Probably because
it's satire.
It's above their head.
Right. Right.
I guess too many, like our liberal caller, they couldn't tell it was satire.
Yeah.
Well, and there's all these things, too, like YouTube. Think about maybe the last time you went on YouTube. Then immediately they have an up next video that you don't choose.
Right,
it just
right.
pops up and it just starts playing.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, there's algorithms that choose that for you. Now, get this. 80% of all viewing on YouTube, you know what it's from? Up next videos. Only 20% are things people literally say, how to make a pumpkin pie, or whatever you determine. But then your up next video comes from, well, you know. And think, they can drive people down a rabbit hole. If you're undecided, don't mm-hmm. think. And so
no, they will.
It's subliminal. I mean, to be quite honest, it's very subliminal. Then you've got people like Laura Loomer, all these people being banned. You can't even we tried to share
right.
That gal's ad.
Right.
It finally got taken out. I mean, it's just there's no opposition now.
Well, I've got an example of why.
Yeah.
Think about this on social media and it'll happen on YouTube. Okay. So I kind of like those Tecova boots.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I clicked mm-hmm. on that once, right?
Oh, yeah.
So what happens on all my social media for the next 6 weeks?
You got boot
Tecova
ads.
Tecova boots. Yeah. I had boot ads.
You got boot
everywhere.
Ads everything. Yep.
So how come when I go to YouTube, I never go to Democrat stuff, ever?
No. Mm-hmm.
Never. I get it from other – I might see it on Twitter, but I don't go watch it. So why do I get Stacey Abrams asking me for money in an ad? How do Democrat ads get on my feed?
Yeah.
When I never click that.
Well, there's algorithms that connect to products, and it connects to
are sales. I mean, you know, there's advertising revenue, and so they can, you know, say.
But let's
we want this. You know, everybody that clicks on YouTube, we want this ad to run for.
There's no regulation. So. It's like the Wild Wild West.
It is
when it
really
comes
is.
To these people being accountable for manipulating. Nobody's watching them, and they have nothing to lose.
No. Yeah, no.
And people really don't even know it's being done to them.
Do not underestimate the voter fraud that they're going. The mail-in balloting, mail-in voting is a linchpin to all that. And you don't think it's true. Just in Michigan at their primary, they rejected 846 mail-in ballots. You know why? The voters were dead.
Yes.
The voters were dead.
Now, raises a question because I
were they dead on election day?
Were they dead when they when they cast the ballot? I mean, was it a fraudulently, or did they die between the time they cast the ballot and the time?
Well, because technically, I would agree.
And now, what is legal? Do you have to be alive on election day?
I don't.
Or do you have to be alive when you mark the ballot?
You know what? I would. And this is totally made up because I'm not a lawyer. But I would go, if you're alive and you made the vote, then your vote counts.
It should count.
Because mm-hmm. you were alive when you made it. Mm-hmm. Now, if you were dead when you made it, like in Chicago, no, that shouldn't
count. Probably not.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's all over. I mean, New York, in New York State, they got a congressional race. They still can't get the final count.
I heard this from read it from some place, and I'm not sure. I haven't had time to research it, so I don't know. Maybe somebody can tell me. But I've heard that in New Jersey this time, mm-hmm. if you vote in person, it's a provisional ballot.
Right.
As opposed to, so they can determine if
right.
you sent one in or now you're voting.
Well, and I also saw there's a video going around that in some states, your mail-in ballot is actually marked because you have to register. Your ballot is marked whether you're Republican or Democrat.
It is. There's a number and it has an R and a D at the end of it.
So,
okay.
So mm-hmm. think about
so
this.
So the mailman can easily toss it.
Right. So the postal union, they start collecting. We go, oh, that's the R pile. This is the D pile.
Yeah. Undeliverable.
Undeliverable. Look at all these undeliverable R votes. I mean, it's coming.
It's
look, even
it's
when we had our runoff and I volunteered that day and there were people in front of me at my polling station who came out and said, they had me as a, they gave me a Democrat ballot. I was registered as a Democrat ballot. Several people come out, you know, they're really a Republican. Didn't happen all day on the other side. There were no Democrats that come out and said,
hey.
They had me mistaken for a Republican and had a Republican
Isn't
ballot.
Isn't that funny?
Wait,
interesting.
Didn't happen at all, not once.
Isn't that funny? All right, we're going to get to calls and more texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. I wanted, real quick, we kind of went over the Kim Klasick thing too fast. Folks, you need to go to our Facebook page. She's got a three-minute video ad that's awesome. She
it
is
really
walking
is.
Through Baltimore
mm-hmm.
and showing how terrible Baltimore is, that it looks like Iraq, and she hangs
and there's
it
no
all
special
on the
effects.
No special effects.
No.
It's her walking
it's
down
just
the
her
streets.
And her content.
And her content.
What she says.
Yeah, and you don't see her face.
No, most of the time you just see her feet walking.
See her feet walking, yeah.
And they show the buildings where she's walking. I mean, she...
And the title of it is Black Lives Matter Except to the Democrats.
Is that what the title is?
I believe... Well,
yeah,
that's...
Yeah. That well, because she talks about that. She goes, Black Lives Matter, why? Look at what the Democrats have done. And she even says that Democrats think blacks are stupid and they can control us forever. Well, they can't. I mean, it's viral.
She lays it out there.
You
got to
go... It's on our Facebook page. You got to check that out. And then I know we got to get to the phones, but I wanted to mention the polls real quick. Rasmussen, which Democrats will not listen to because I think it's Republican, has Trump gaining this week during the DNC. He's up to 51% in Rasmussen.
That's unheard of.
That's unheard of that he's gaining this week during in their daily tracker, gaining during the DNC. So that tells you a lot. And I wanted to, and also there's another poll, and I can't remember the poll, that shows Minnesota's a dead heat.
Wow.
Which is a blue state.
Yes.
And I was going to tell you, I went fishing in Wisconsin over this last weekend.
Historically a blue state.
Historically a blue state who voted for – last time they voted – well, they voted for Trump in 16 and helped bring him across.
Right.
But before that was Reagan, last time they
went. Yeah, exactly.
Red. And I was all over the state in central Wisconsin. The Trump signs were 10 to 1.
Wow.
10 to 1 were Trump signs, or maybe even more, because there was not – if a farm – and I passed hundreds of family farms – farms – if a farm had a sign out, it was a big Trump sign. And it might have been a banner over the whole barn. I mean, they had the farmers are all in. And then as you pass through the small towns, the Trump signs were 10 to 1. And then, you know, you could always tell the Biden sign was at that one kind of shabby house with the rainbow flag on the corner.
Right.
And it had a Biden sign.
Yeah.
And then there'd be 10 Trump signs. So the people in Wisconsin, they were pretty confident that they're going for Trump. So I wanted to get that out before we go. But look, we got James from Pensacola is holding in line one.
Yeah, the Stephanie Abrams ad want you to give money. Aren't we told by the left that we have to get money out of politics?
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Now they, but it just bugs me. Why am I seeing it? It was like on Twitter. Why do I see – I don't follow Nancy Pelosi. So why do her tweets show up on my Twitter feed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never followed her.
John Kasich attending the DNC. Why – you know, does the left – that the left claims to be pro-labor. Kasich didn't have too pro-labor of a record as governor. And also, what's another thing that the left always criticizes Republican governors for? Congressional gerrymandering. Check out Ohio's map of congressional districts when Kasich was governor. It looked like a kindergartner drew all the congressional districts.
Yeah. No, he's just really bitter. I mean, he's just gotten so bitter. And so he fit right in with the DNC because it was all bitterness. So, all right,
you know,
James, thanks for calling.
We voted for all their candidates for years, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No,
yeah, thanks for the call.
All right, James, thanks for calling Pensacola. We got about a minute left. Let's go to Kevin in Mobile.
Hey, enjoying the show. Listen, I just wanted to let everybody know we're going to get our President Trump back in there for sure, the people's president. But also, we got to get behind Tommy Tuberville, too, because we need to get that you-know-what Doug Jones out of Alabama right there. He's a travesty right there. And I tell you what, somebody that can go and support Planned Parenthood like him and get on TV and try to praise and be a saint, no, sir. Get behind Tommy Tuberville. He's going to be our best bet. We've got to take back, you know, we got to keep the Senate, but we've got to take back Congress also. That way we got the trifecta going on. We're going to put America back on that shining beacon where we've been. We're going to have the number one military, the number one country in the world again. It's coming, but we got to do one thing, too. We got to get on our knees. We got to thank God Almighty that we are Americans.
That's exactly right. We got to pray, and vote. All right, Kevin, great call from Mobile. Look, there was a lot of things we didn't get to. Trump got a peace deal between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. That's huge. I mean, some people are talking about he's going to get the Nobel Peace Prize for that. That is never going to happen.
Uh-uh.
But that's a huge step in Middle East process.
Sure is.
To get one of those. Because there will be others. You know, once you get some, there will be others that follow. The other thing we didn't get to was the Goodyear.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently Delta's coming in on that now. I guess what I'm okay with the company saying we're not doing anything political. You know, we sell tires, we fly people, whatever it is, we don't do anything political. But the Delta, apparently they said if you want to wear BLM LGBT stuff, that's acceptable. MAGA
was Goodyear. Goodyear said that.
Delta,
this afternoon, or it just broke this afternoon, kicked off of their plane and banned forever, I guess is what they're saying, the Navy SEAL who's responsible for taking out bin Laden.
Because he wouldn't wear a mask?
Yep.
He refused to wear a mask.
And he was being a Navy SEAL about it.
He was being a Navy SEAL.
And they didn't like it.
So I hadn't seen that one yet. And then there's one other really big story we never got to. The Durham investigation has their first guilty plea.
Ah.
So we're waiting to find out what happened. Hopefully that's not the only one, because that would be a real bust. But this is significant. Mm-hmm. They got an FBI attorney who altered an email from the CIA about Carter Page when they went to the FISA. And the email from the CIA said, yes, we know Carter Page, and he has been a good asset and worked with the CIA and provided good information and did good things for us. He altered it to say the CIA doesn't know him and has never worked with him.
Wow.
He pleaded guilty to that. Hopefully he's going to spill more beans because he's really a small fish and all that. So stand by. Hopefully there's a lot more to come on that. And that kind of goes with what Obama said when he said no president is above the law. So I hope Attorney General Barr and Prosecutor Durham are listening. No president is above the law, folks. Obama said it himself. So let that investigation go all the way to the top and bring him in. All right, folks, another show has gone by. It's in the can. We appreciate you listening, all 11 of you. Honey, it's time to come home.